The K. Branly Museum. Before you spend hours waiting to get to the top of the Eiffel Tower, make a stop at K. Branly, which features indigenous and non-Western art. It's located in one of the most scenic old parts of Paris, filled with winding cobblestone streets and cafes where employees reluctantly serve you, the tourist, one more buttery soft croissant. You can try to order in French, but be prepared to get a snarky response in English. This is the only museum I found in Paris that speaks so directly and honestly about the devastating impact of colonialism on indigenous culture and art. Entire collections explore the Aztec society before and after Spanish colonialization, including paintings of the caste systems put in place by Europeans. Another section features art from French Caribbean colonies, such as Haiti, which gained independence from France in 1804, masks from African countries, objects from Inuit tribes, window frames and ceramic artifacts from Iran, and masks from Sri Lanka used in exorcisms are some of the many objects to explore. Dalí, Paris. The largest private collection of art by the Spanish surrealist master Salvador Dalí lives in the heart of the Montmartre district. Journey to Montmartre, made famous by Toulouse-Lautrec's chronicling of its nightlife. This museum is off another heavy tourist area filled with artists from all over the world, practicing plein air painting and selling their goods directly to you. Some even do caricatures. Dalí was famously obsessed with time, and at this museum, there are various melting clocks throughout the galleries, hanging from rods or hangers or draped over a sculpture of a tree. Don't miss Dalí's Tarot watercolors, a giant thumb sculpture, and a sculpture of Venus with drawers installed in her body. All the works feed back into the artist's fascination with the subconscious. Vocabulary focus. Fortress. Antiquity. The crown jewels. Glisten. Snarky. Caste. Exorcism. Caricature.